First call of the day.
The first call of the day.
Mary, good morning.
Hello, Mary.
You're the first call of the day.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Get out of here.
You know why? Because I'm just getting out of a double shift. I'm a nurse at a nursing home, and I can't wait to get in my bed. And I'm like, I'm going to try it. I'm never going to get through, but what the hell?
Well, Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
That you're the first call of the day.
Yes.
You got it. So how far is your drive? Where's work and where's home?
I live in Lewiston, and my job is in Auburn.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh,
okay, good.
5 miles.
Okay.
I'm pulling into my driveway as we speak.
Oh, geez. Well, we gotta let you go soon so you can go into the house. What time do you get off of work, and what are your hours?
Well, generally, I work 3 to 11. I'm a charge nurse, and they asked me to do a double because we're, you know, as every place, short staff. Nobody's paying me to come back to work. I've been working.
Wow.
So I do all that. Let's pay people to work.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
You say it. You know what? She's exhausted.
I know.
And she's getting it. Get it out, Mary.
She's like, yeah, it's the first call of the day. Okay, I got something to say.
Yeah.
Here comes Mary with something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, go to bed, you're slurring.
Wait, so did you work like 24 hours or 12?
No. I worked at 16.
Oh, 16. That's still a long time.
Mary.
God.
Well, it is when you're super old. I'm super old, so yes.
You're super. No, you're not.
Mary, you are not super old. You are a firecracker, and you are a lifesaver.
Blake, we met at Nick and Andy's wedding.
Oh my God! No way. My friends Nick and Andy
at the Catalina Wine Mixer.
The Cow Island. Oh. Now I'm forgetting the name of the island.
Cow Island. Yes, Cow Island. Nick's uncle Peter is my boyfriend.
Oh, the dentist.
The dentist.
Okay. Oh, my God. You know, speaking of slurring, that was a fun wedding. The parts that I remember.
I do not recall.
Oh, did you have a couple of drinks, too?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. That was the point. Okay, so it's at this wedding. These are my friends, Nick and Andy, and there was this beautiful wedding. And so we get to the island, and it's out on Cow Island, and it's a Ripple Effect, which is this camp that's really great. Mm-hmm. Great camp, and they also do events and weddings. Mm-hmm. So we get out there, and it was beautiful, and the weather was perfect. I mean, it was a really, really great wedding, but we had gotten out there a little early to help with the setup and stuff because we were like the best men,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
and
of course, we have some rosé, you know, while we're setting up. Hello.
Yeah.
And so by the end of the wedding, I mean, there was like the little cocktail thing, and then there was the food, and the food was great, and there was, and then they got a DJ and were dancing and everything. There was a point where I was like, okay, my like check engine light went on, and I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Yeah.
So I say this to my friend.
I do that too.
Right.
I hit the wall, and I'm like, I'm done. Done.
Yes.
I'm gonna get off.
The problem is,
the island.
It's an island.
Oh, God.
Yes, you can't swim off. Nope.
No. No, although at that point, that may have been a better option.
Oh, my.
So we end up, you know, saying, okay, time to go. And, you know, we get my friend's boat. And they were like, okay. So we went home.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple of tipsy. I wasn't the only tipsy wedding goer. I was glad to know that. There was one vase that was broken.
Signs of a good wedding.
Some slips and falls on the dock. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we got back to town, and Pete was like, well, we're going to go out, right? I'm like, you are in no condition. I had to grab him by the shirt and go, no, you're not going out with your 20-year-old daughters. You're 60. Let's go.
Yeah. Pete is a party animal.
Oh, yeah. Have you been? You've been to camp, right, for the 4th of July?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Thank God I'm working that this year. Cause
yeah, it's a fun. They're a fun crew. Well, give Pete a big hug from me. Tell him I say hello.
I will.
And
I will.
You know what? I would play an Elvis song for him, but that's not our station. But tell him I said hello from Elvis.
Listen, it's quite all right if you don't.
I know she's probably. He loves Elvis, and she's probably like.
Yeah.
There goes Mary.
And then along comes Mary.
Oh my God. I love it. It's a small world. Have a great morning, Mary. Go to bed.
I'm going.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
The first call of the day.
Oh, I love Maine. Such
That's
a small
cool.
world.
That's like so funny.
We all know each other, yeah.